Hi, it's Farhan here. It's Thursday, the 16th of September, around 10:40 in the evening. Just thought I would record a quick message, share a few thoughts on my walk home this evening. What I wanted to talk about today was about planning and the importance of planning, and how planning can play such an important role in life, both in the short term, but also long term. There's a saying that often gets passed around some of the self-development and personal development circles, and the saying goes, either you plan your success, or you plan to fail. And I think to some degree that's actually really quite true. The people that really do succeed, they take the time to actually plan out what it is that they want to accomplish. They take the time to really think about what's important, what needs to be done, what the steps will be, and plan on accomplishing them. And the people that don't, well, they're just defaulting to failure. They're not setting themselves up with any goals. They're not setting themselves up for any ambition of any kind. They have no clear purpose in what they want to accomplish. And so they end up basically going with whatever somebody else's plan is. And rather than creating and becoming a master of their own plan, they end up effectively become a part of someone else's plan. So it's not very hard to plan. All it takes is sort of a clear goal, a vision of what it is that you want to accomplish, and breaking that down into steps, into sort of almost like goals and tasks. But then looking at that realistically and asking yourself the question, can I really accomplish this by this time? And then if I can really accomplish this, how would I do it? What is it that I need to do to get to that point? And, you know, a plan isn't the be-all and end-all, that this is how it should be. My good friend Benjamin Ellis, as many of you out there will probably know, works with a milestone planner, a software that he's developed with Jim Anning. And, you know, one of the reasons why there's a market for a planner of milestones is because milestones shift all the time. And when you plan something, it's not a definitive, finite, I must accomplish it by this date type plan. Yes, those are definitely good to have, and it's definitely good to be focused on that. And if you're the kind of person that can take that and do that, then great, you know, go for it. But personally, I'm a firm believer in planning and then working with the plan and refining the plan and adapting the plan and finding how that plan fits in with, you know, the rest of the world, life in general. I believe that there is always a reason for what happens and the way things unfold, and it's just a matter of time until you start to understand and see the bigger picture, how one thing relates to another, how a part of one vision, a part of one goal can feed into the part of something else. And if you've planned for something, if you have a vision, a goal of sort of what it is that you want to accomplish, what those steps are, then you can see yourself getting closer to or further away from them. But if you don't, then you can't really tell if you are accomplishing your goal or if you're getting further away from it. You can't really calibrate what your journey is like, where your journey's going. A great analogy that I heard was that of, I believe it's a ship sailing across the ocean, cruise liners. For most of their journey, they tend to always be off course by a couple of degrees, and the role of the captain is to continuously course correct and continuously make sure that the small changes and deviations are effectively steering the boat in the direction that ultimately they want to arrive at. So, if you haven't already started planning, plan for your future. Bye for now.